This is A Word With You, and I'm Jürgen Brand. Welcome back to Channel 7, as we talk about patterns and structures in our life that can help us to grow spiritually. Spiritual growth is really something that requires a lot of discipline and requires the most self-discipline that I've seen more than a lot of things in life. I often think that playing an instrument requires a lot of discipline. Yes, it does. But growing spiritually requires even more discipline. And I want to talk to you this morning about another element of spiritual growth. We've talked about spiritual growth in general. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about fellowship with other believers. We've talked about God's Word. But today I want to talk to you about something that's really important in growing spiritually, and that is establishing a set time with God. Now, our life is patterned after the life of Christ. And a very important thing that we see in his life is how he often went and took time away from people, from the noisy and the busy world around him. And we see in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, that he went and drew away and had time away alone with his Father. It's also noteworthy that Christ was divine and lived in this world without sin, and yet he found it necessary for him to accomplish God's plan for our salvation to make time. From his example, we can now see that it's really important to spend time with God and to live a victorious Christian life and to keep growing spiritually. Now, most of you know that this is called quiet time or time with God. But this time is not necessarily just quiet, because sometimes you'll worship God, sometimes you'll pray, sometimes you'll sing, sometimes you will walk around. There's different ways we can have quiet times. And now people often ask me, okay, where must I do it? And I would say, do it in a place where you can be alone. Don't do it in a busy street or in an office where there's a lot of people, because you need to have that ability to draw away from the busy lifestyle. I realize more and more, listeners, that our world around us and our office jobs and even in our families, we are so busy. We get distracted by so many things that making time for God is quite tough. And yet without time, we have no time for prayer. Without time, we don't have time for fellowship. And without time, we don't have time for God's Word either. And so that's why setting a time is so important. I know it's something that I've been struggling with a lot lately since I've had a baby. Because the baby is difficult early in the mornings, or if it doesn't sleep at night, then you wake up and then you would rather sleep a bit. So in my personal walk with God right now in my life, it's hard for me to have a set quiet time every morning between 5 and 6:30, because sometimes life just doesn't work out that way. And you know what? God understands that. But if we have the ability, in a night that I've slept really well and the baby didn't wake me up, then I need to say, okay, time to get up and time to go be with my Father. And then what I do is I just go sit down and I just greet him in the morning. I say, good morning, Father. And I talk to him and I say, thank you for the night and that I was able to sleep and that the baby didn't wake me up. I'm really grateful for some sleep. And then I begin talking to him about things that are on my heart. And then sometimes I take the Word, and what I'm sharing with you now is just the fact that you will have your own way in which you spend time with God. I'm not describing to you how you should do it, but what I'm encouraging you to do is to do it. It's so important. In growing with God, we get to a place where we can really have that ability. So there's no formula, but here's some tips. Choose a place in your lounge or in a study or in a little corner somewhere where you're alone. Choose a time. Try to see the time that you can do it. Find the time of day that's best suited for you personally. But God deserves your best time. The quality of our time with God is more important than the quantity. Give God enough time to speak to you. Start by honoring, praising, and thanking God instead of starting by saying, oh God, you know what, I need this and I need that, didn't I? Just start by saying, God, I honor you and I praise you. Thank you for who you are. Invite the Holy Spirit to be your teacher and your guide. And now talk to the Lord as you would talk to a close friend. And another important thing that you can do is keep a journal, a book, and then you can just write down your thoughts, your prayers, or if God gives you a scripture or something that you see in the Word of God. And then you write it down. And then you'll see all of these elements working together to really keep you on a place where you can keep growing with God. Why do you want to keep growing with God? Because it's a journey. And we don't arrive there in 2 years' time. You're going to keep growing in your relationship with God until the day you die. And in Romans 8, we see that God says that the all idea is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, to become like Him. And He does this work in your life. It's not something you have to force. He will work it. He will do it. He is faithful. But I really pray, and my desire for you is that you would just make time. Just make time to allow Him to grow you spiritually. Let's take some time to pray together. Father, thank You for who You are. I want to pray for every listener today listening to my voice. And I want to pray, God, that You would strengthen them, encourage them, and that You would help them in their walk with You. Holy Spirit, thank You that You are so faithful. I want to ask that You would remind us, myself as well, that we need time with You and that You would desire to spend time with us. God, will You help us to quiet our thoughts and to quiet our minds from the busyness and from the things that distract us? Myself, Lord, I struggle a lot sometimes with getting distracted with people's needs and things that people desire and how to help people, and then I forget to just speak to You. Will You help us, God? Will You help us to make time and to spend and enjoy the time with You? Thank You for who You are. Thank You that You love us. Thank You that You care about us. Thank You that You're an amazing Father. We honor You for that. In Jesus' name. Amen.